And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Through the efforts of Maud Marlowe, character actress and friend of the Nobles, there's a growing interest between handsome young Oliver Wilson, who is visiting at Rupert Barlow's luxurious estate in Oyster Bay, Long Island, and Claudia Vincent, the beautiful young woman now staying with the Nobles in nearby Rosehaven. This circumstance is particularly irritating to Julia Dixon, secretary to Rupert Barlow. Right now, we find Oliver, in a beautifully cut suit, approaching Julia Dixon's cottage on the Barlow estate. And as he steps onto the porch, we hear...
Come in.
I say, Julia, I've been looking all over for you.
So have you, Oliver. What a shame. I've been here most of the morning. I had the idea that you were sleeping late.
I did sleep quite late, my sweet, but I've been up and about for ages.
Did you get everything you wanted? Have you had lunch?
Yes, if you can call it that. I declare, with that man Victor around, I hardly dare eat anything at all. I never know what to expect. I wouldn't put it past the fellow to slip poison into my tea.
I'm quite sure you don't have to worry about Victor. He may be a bit crude, but he's quite harmless.
I wouldn't be too sure. He has the look of a gangster. He'd stop at nothing.
Is that what you came to tell me, Oliver?
Oh, good heavens, no, Julia. My, how out of sorts you are today.
Yes, I am out of sorts.
In heaven's name, why? Is anything wrong?
Oh, not at all. Everything simply lovely. I was particularly pleased to have you drive off in the middle of my little garden party, where you were the guest of honor and never returned.
But I took Miss Marlowe home. I drove her over to Rosehaven, where she's staying with the Nobles. You know that, Julia.
Did it take you to nearly dawn this morning to drive there and back?
Now, see here, my pet.
You said you'd be straight back, and I waited for hours. Finally, I went to bed. But I did hear you drive in just as it was beginning to get light.
I had no idea you'd be so disconcerted by my absence, Julia. I'm now in flattered. As a matter of fact, I just drove, on and on, trying to figure out in my mind what was to be done about us.
And what did you decide? Or shouldn't I ask?
Don't you realize, my dear, that I've been wretchedly unhappy ever since the first day I came here? I've hoped for so much, and you kept putting me off with vague half-answers.
Oh, Oliver, do you mean that? You aren't just saying that to cheer me up.
Of course I mean it. Haven't I told you again and again that I'm mad about you? Haven't I begged you to leave all this imitation happiness, and come away with me?
If I should tell you that I've decided to accept your proposal, what would you say?
Well, but look here, Julia, are you serious about this?
You don't seem to be too happy at the thought.
Well, I'm overcome, Julia. I can't believe it. It's possible. Do you mean to say that you're going to run off with me?
If I thought you meant it, I might.
But my dear Julia, how perfectly splendid. You've made me the happiest man in the world.
Then you really do mean it?
Why, my dearest love, how could you possibly doubt it?
I can't stand it here any longer. Whenever I think of the years I've wasted, the 10 years I believed in empty promises, I see what a fool I've been.
My poor, lovely Julia.
But, Oliver, I want you to know the truth. I'll never love anyone as I've loved Rupert all these years. That's why I don't feel that it's fair to accept you. I feel that you deserve someone more deeply in love. Someone who'd want nothing more in the world than just to be with you.
But, my darling, I want you. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. We'll wipe that all out. We'll begin a new life. You'll see that in time you'll love me far more than you ever thought you loved Rupert Barlow.
I hope so, Oliver.
I won't try to rush you, Julia. I'm willing to wait until you're sure.
But that isn't fair. I know how difficult it's been for you here. How hateful everyone's been. And I won't subject you to that any longer.
But, my sweet, it doesn't matter about me. It's you who must be sure. I'll wait for your answer, just as long as there's the slightest chance that I may win out.
No, I won't keep you waiting any longer. My mind is made up, Oliver. I'm going to go away with you.
When do you want to do this?
Right away.
You mean now?
Oh, not quite. I'll need a day or two to get ready. Not that I have so much to bring, but... You will be patient that long?
I'll try, Julia. I'll try.
Aren't you going to take me in your arms, Oliver? To tell me that I've made you happy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. Most certainly. I'm so overwhelmed with the extent of my luck, I hardly know what I'm doing.
You're quite sure this is what you want?
Oh, yes, certainly, most emphatically.
Oh, you are sweet, Oliver. Terribly sweet.
I'm a very fortunate chap, I know that. But I say, Julia, there are one or two things I must attend to as well.
But what do you mean?
Well, as a matter of fact, I had a little twinge of pain in the back tooth. Been giving me no end of trouble lately, and I think
Why, Oliver, why didn't you say so? There's a very good dentist close by. I'll drive you over in Huntington.
Oh, no, please don't. Just let me attend to this by myself, since there are several personal things I must buy. I really would like to borrow one of Rupert's cars for the balance of the day, if you don't think he'd mind.
Why, well, of course, Oliver. Take the one you had before. You have the keys, I believe.
If you're quite sure it'll be all right.
It doesn't matter, Oliver. Nothing matters now. Except you and me.
Yes. Yes, of course. That's exactly it. But I must look after certain details and, this is most frightfully embarrassing, Julia, but the fact of the matter is I haven't a penny.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How terribly thoughtless. Let me write you a check at once. You'll have time to stop at the bank on your way.
Certainly, my sweet, of course. Oh, I hate to do this, but after all, you know how difficult it is to get money out of the Empire these days.
Oh, of course. Please don't say another thing about it. How much will you want, Oliver?
Well, let's see now. I don't want to drain your account, but on the other hand...
Oh, you needn't worry. I have a large balance at the moment. Almost $5,000. I recently sold some stock...
Well, in that case, if you could spare $100 or $200...
Yes. Of course. I want you to feel that you can call on me for anything I have. I'll write the check at once, Oliver.
Bless you, Julia. I really am the most fortunate man alive.
Oliver Wilson pretends to be casual. But he's watching Julia Dixon's every move as she takes her checkbook from a drawer in her desk, picks up her fountain pen, and starts to write. Meantime, in nearby Rosehaven, Long Island, we find Larry ready to leave for New York in the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway, where he's starring in a hit play. And just as he's about to open the front door, we hear...
Goodbye, Mary. I don't know just when I'll get through tonight, so expect me when I get here.
Do you think you'll be rehearsing after the play tonight?
Can't tell. You never know.
But you'll be dead tired. I should think that after rehearsing so long last night and then this afternoon...
Honey, I'm not the producer. It's up to Harold Ramsey. I'm just ready to stand by if he wants to give Claudia some time.
I see. All right, Larry, whatever you say. Claudia waiting outside for you now?
Yes, she's in the car, so I'd better get on out. Bye, honey.
Goodbye, Larry. And don't worry about any of us here. We'll be all right.
Well, of course you will. What made you say that?
Nothing. You just sounded so worried or guilty or something about possibly not getting home till very late. I just wanted to ease your mind.
Well, you have a very funny way of doing it. And now that I think of it, what was all this about Rupert bringing you home from the garden party without Maud?
Oliver Wilson brought Maud home. I had to come earlier to make sure someone was here to see about Larry Jr. I didn't want to drag Maud away while she was having such a good time.
Good time? Well, she didn't want to go in the first place.
Well, isn't that how it always is? When you least expect to enjoy yourself, you'll have the best time.
Yes. Well, just the same, I don't see why you should have Rupert Barlow bring you home. You know how people around here talk.
Now, Larry, that's being silly.
I wish you'd keep away from Rupert. I don't trust that guy.
I don't know why you say that.
Well, I ought to know. After the runaround he gave me with those securities.
But they're back in our safe deposit box now.
That's not the point. Rupert Barlow would have kept the whole thing. He'd have squeezed me dry if you hadn't persuaded him personally to give them back to you.
As long as we have them, I don't see what difference it makes.
It makes all the difference in the world. Just how do you suppose I like to have you under obligation to a man like that? A man who's got a reputation as rotten as his where women are concerned.
If you're taking Rupert at Claudia Vincent's evaluation, then don't expect me to accept it. As far as I'm concerned, Rupert Barlow has been a perfect gentleman and a very good friend.
No. Just a minute. I'm not just quoting Claudia. Far from it. You know as well as I do that...
You better hurry, dear. Your protege is getting impatient.
Mary Noble watches through the screen door as Larry hurries to the car. She's angry and hurt, and a little bit frightened, hoping that something will happen to divert Claudia Vincent before she gets too much of a hold on Larry. But be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.